And so the center on Saturday will be?
Well, whatever Jeff Fisher says. I guess I created a little stir yesterday, but, you know, my situation hasn't changed. And, you know, Jeff and I have talked about it. I'm still a day-to-day situation, but we got to prepare for whatever scenario is. And Leroy's getting the reps right now, but, you know, I mean, it stands to reason that he would be the one that would need the most reps. So I'm day-to-day, and we'll see.
Are you spending a little time with him, a little extra time with him?
No, Leroy's a smart player. He understands. I'm there for him to answer questions and help him just recognize some things that he may not think about. But we brought him here to be a player, and he's a great player, and he's a smart player, and he's the guy, and everybody has confidence that he'll get the job done.
If the game were tomorrow, would you play?
We'll see. I guess we'll see.
All right.
Tim, so, you seem like you're in pretty good spirits, though. I mean, even if you can't go on Saturday, it seemed body language-wise, like, you still feel like I'm going to be back at some point.
Well, you know what? Even if I wasn't going to be back, what good would it do if I mollygrubbed and moped and groaned and complained? I mean, this team is 13-3, and we're in the second round of the playoffs, and we had the bye, and we put ourselves in a great position. So whether I'm playing or not playing or whatever, this team is where we wanted to be, and we've gotten to this place because we worked hard, and I've been a great part of that. And obviously, you know, anybody that's in this locker room that's not playing wants to be the way on the field, but the reality of it is you only dress 53 guys or, you know, whatever, or the 48 guys. And whoever's got to go has got to be ready. And my job as a leader on this team is if I'm not prepared, to make sure the guy behind me is and the guys that are going on the field, that they're ready.
That had to be terribly disappointing, too.
You know, that this game is so much more than just an individual, and this team is a lot bigger than me. And our goal is to win a Super Bowl. And if by me not playing, that gives us a better chance, then that's what's the most important thing. And obviously, after 15 years in the NFL, I want to be the guy to play. And so we're working towards that point. And but it does me no good to sit here and complain and groan and gripe and complain about my situation.
What has Leroy shown you that makes you say, you know what, we're not going to miss a beat here?
Well, he's a smart guy. He's a smart player. He's a strong player. You know, the only thing is he's a young player, and a lot of young players tend to want to be over-aggressive and things like that, and a lot of times you can't be that way. You got to take a passive-aggressive kind of mentality, and it just depends on the situation. The Ravens are going to throw a lot of looks at him, and it's going to be a mental game for him. The physical part of it, nobody's worried about. The mental part is just how fast he can catch on and how quickly he can communicate to the rest of the guys on the offensive line. And we have a great coach, and we have great guys on the offensive line that can help him, so I'm not worried about it one bit.
Kevin, does this team love the role of nobody's giving you guys a chance on Saturday?
It's beautiful.
Nobody is.
And nobody has all year. I mean, we're the dark horse. I mean, after the playoffs last week and the bye, they talked about all the matchups, and the one team they didn't talk about were the Titans. And everybody's saying we're overhyping the underdog, you know, and we're underappreciated and that kind of stuff. Whatever it is, we're in a small market, and we're the Tennessee Titans. We're a team that, you know, finds ways to win. We don't do it pretty. We don't do it in big fashion. We just get the job done. And you know, this ain't BCS. This is the NFL. You win and lose, and that's it. And there's no, and you don't have to win by 40 points.
Did that make you want to punch somebody in the mouth?
You know, I just want to go out there and win. Go out there and play hard, win, and at the end of the day, let our record and let our accomplishments speak for themselves.
Leading would be left if you do.
If I have to.
Let me ask you this. You talk about them throwing a lot of things at Leroy. They threw a lot of things at you.
We shut them down.
With all the years of experience, how tough is
that? You know, it's what they are. It's their defense. You looked at the film, and Dallas Cowboys had trouble with them. You know, Jacksonville had a little bit of trouble with them. Everybody has troubles with them. And what it boils down to is communication on the offensive line. It's not a physical breakdown. It's more communication so everybody's in the right spot at the right time. Our job is to teach everybody on the line how to communicate in a way that everybody understands it, and Leroy's at that stage right now. And, you know, maybe there's going to be a delay of recognizing some things that a 14- or 15-year vet might see, but you got Kerry Collins back there that's going to help out. It's a team thing. This is not Leroy Harris trying to go win a game against the Baltimore Ravens. It's 11 guys working together to get the job done, and that's what we expect. We got great offense. We got Jake Scott, who's you know, he knows how to play in big games. We got Michael Ruse, who obviously is a Pro Bowler, and he's a leader on our front as well. We got guys that have played in games, played in playoff games, that understand the magnitude of the game and going to help Leroy out.
Kevin, what is your status?
I am day-to-day.
I know that, but what about what you said?
I am day-to-day. I didn't mean to create a stir. I didn't think it was such a big issue. Obviously, I've always been the guy that if you don't practice, you don't play. But, you know, I mean, we all know that Jeff's not necessarily that type of a coach. So But our goal is to have whoever's going to play be ready to play, and therefore Leroy's the one getting a lot of the reps right now. But my status is day-to-day until otherwise.
How come you said, you won't be out there on Saturday?
Just speaking off the cuff. I mean, it's one of those deals, but, you know, I don't know. Nobody's told me to ease back. I one comment, and then I got 100 people wanting to talk to me in the media, you know, in media time. So I'm like, well, here I am. But I didn't really believe it was that much to be called such a stir.
I know you got to win this weekend to advance. You're not looking at this injury as being, whether you play this weekend or not, shutting you down for the rest of the year.
I certainly hope not. Yeah. No, that's not the way I'm viewing it. But I'm also viewing it from the standpoint of what's best for this team. And, you know, I said it yesterday in the radio interview that the things I think about is, one, if I go out there, am I going to do harm to our team by me trying to play injured? Or two, am I going to help the team by somebody else being in there? And that's the thing that we got to weigh and weigh the options on. And right now we're still in the process of trying to figure that out.
Any scenario where you could snap in the game left-handed? Or is that
Done it before. It's not a big deal. I mean, I'm out there doing it now. It's just one of those deals. It's another tool in the toolbox. And I've done it in games past when I've had some injuries to my snap hand side, and it's not an issue. It's just a matter of just, you know, polishing it up and getting it done again.